Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We have a conversation, not a monologue, but a back and forth about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. And Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn join me each day for that conversation. We have the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a matter of moments. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook to see who's got a birthday and wants a wake-up call. I'll give you the information for that. But first, let's talk about this police officer, the one who shot the college football player, and the fact that he got fired after making a series of troubling decisions. The police chief said more about this 19-year-old college football player. Why do they have to identify him as a college football player? I don't care that he's a college football player. That doesn't make his life worth more or less than somebody else who's 19 years old that's going to school.
Sure it does. Everybody knows that football players are worth more than the regular folk.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. His name was Christian Taylor. And he was the latest unarmed black person to die at the hands of a white police officer. He was seen on security surveillance tape vandalizing cars in an auto dealership. This is Arlington, Texas, just outside of Dallas. Taylor was shot a number of times by police officer Brad Miller, who was still undergoing training with the department. The medical examiner found Taylor had gunshot wounds to the neck, chest, and abdomen.
If he's still undergoing training, why is he carrying a gun?
Why is he at 49? I guess I'm wondering a lot of that stuff myself. If he were 20 or 21 or 22 or 23 or
49.
He's 49.
So at 49, he can't exercise enough judgment.
The police chief said Miller made several bad decisions in communicating with fellow officers and initially approaching Taylor on his own without a plan for arresting him. Quote, this demonstrated questionable decision-making on the part of Officer Miller that contributed to the outcome of the event. I have found several decisions made on the scene to be troubling, and therefore he fired him. That's probably the least of what's going to happen to him. It's bad. There were five other officers on the scene, including the training officer for Officer Miller. His name is Corporal Dale Wiggins. He tried to use a taser to subdue the suspect, but somehow Miller got the drop on him. Based on a preponderance of evidence available to me and facts revealed by the investigative team, I have decided to terminate Officer Miller. He exercised poor judgment. Johnson said investigators would prepare a criminal case in the matter for prosecutors to present to a grand jury. So I would wonder here, I've said in most of these instances, the police should be tried for murder. In any number of ways, you can look and see how they operate improperly. But I guess my question would be, in terms of training, what are you told as a police officer? And I'd be eager to hear from somebody who is a police officer, who's been trained the right way, at 888-302-3684. How is it that you are trained to think through your plan? You got to be quick and sound of mind when you're in these situations. Although this other kid, this 19-year-old, didn't have a gun, so he did not pose an immediate danger, one would think, not to the tune of pulling out your gun and shooting him a number of times. But what are you trained to do under the circumstances? What is it? I guess that's kind of what confuses me about these police officers who come on board and their first response is to shoot. What do you think is going to happen after that? If you haven't thought through what the ramifications are and don't know that you're going to be held liable if you shoot somebody improperly, it's going to be not only the end of your job, your career, but probably your freedom. So are they not being taught this when they go to the police academy? Is this Steve Guttenberg training these people, or who is it?
Steve Guttenberg.
But think about it. What kind of clowns are going to, in this circumstance, not teach these men and women that there are consequences if you don't follow the book and do it the way it's supposed to be done? You're going to be held personally responsible, and it could mean the end of your job, which it did for Williams, the end of your career. Now, this guy will never get another job as a police officer.
Maybe we could talk to a police officer to talk about the type of training that
Well, that's what I suggested. Yeah, that's why
I asked
the question.
The curious thing is if things have changed. I mean, there has been a lot of black on white and a lot of, you know, hatred towards police and a lot of, you know, just a lot
Which
of elements
unfair.
To this story. And so it makes you wonder if they're just tied tighter right now because there's all this going on, or if this has just been
all
a problem.
All the more reason for better training than Jennifer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, NBC is reporting that the cop that was fired shot this kid once, and then his training officer tased him. And after he was tased, he shot him three more times.
Wow. Well, that's kind of, after being tased, you're just, I mean, wow.
All right, so fast backwards, back to Ferguson, where that black 18-year-old was shot and is in serious condition. He was unarmed. He was
actually, it looks like he had a gun.
Oh, he did? His father
said
he
didn't have any gun. Yeah, they found one of the local stores had a surveillance tape,
mm-hmm.
and it showed that he picked up a gun. And
he was shooting at cops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're talking about the one
in Ferguson
from the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, so that's good to have that information. So then does that make it appropriate for him to have been shot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Right. Especially if he's shooting at officers.
Well, especially if he's shooting at anybody.
So
you see,
part of the problem here is that we have incorrect knowledge. We've been talking about this all morning. We've been talking about it all week, all year. I find that, you know, we search for information to try to find as much info as we can to help you understand all of the sides of the story. But if it's not there, we don't have it. And the first information I had was that he was unarmed. So now that's been disproven.
Yeah, that's what his father was saying.
That's what his father was saying. I've heard all along he was shooting at plainclothes police officers.
Really? And this was as a result of his being angry about Brown, or just because he had a gun, or just because it was the one-year anniversary? Do we know why this kid was shooting it up?
Well, he was a friend of Michael Brown's. We don't know if that's the reason he was out there. I mean, what's the reason to shoot a gun at somebody? There is no reason to shoot a gun at somebody.
No, not if you're saying there isn't.
So, I mean, regardless of whether or not he was caught up in the moment of the protest, he's mad at the police, he's upset about his friend, who knows? Who cares? The idea is you don't do that.
Yeah.
It's against the law, and you're going to get shot.
I think I'm more on your side here in the who cares department. There are so many sides to this. There's right and there's wrong, and there's not much gray when it comes to this sort of thing, at least in my mind. I don't think there's a whole lot.
I'm just not interested in tying the hands of the police when it comes to someone with a firearm. I mean, should they be looked at when they are going after unarmed people? Yes, definitely, by all means. But when you have a guy on the street flailing around a gun, he knows what he's asking for.
All right, 15 after the hour, the Super Showdown, next on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids. Strong.
Allegra D, a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that Hayride Strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking. Strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
She's the queen of cheese. The
diva of
Tumster Time.
Yes, she is.
It's Roberta.
It's Bessa. Certainly.
Yes, I am.
All kinds of deals. So let's get to them. By the way, you can find more info on these deals at the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com.
Right. Well, if the dollar menu at McDonald's wasn't cheap enough for you, if you want something even lower priced at McDonald's, how about free? Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you how to get a free regular menu sandwich at McDonald's. All you got to do is take your smartphone. Now, if you have to buy the dollar menu at McDonald's, maybe you don't have a smartphone. But if you have a smartphone, download the new McDonald's app and you scan it to your phone and you get your free sandwich. You get a new offer each week. So at first you get something free and then maybe you get something, I don't know, half price, and maybe you get something full price and maybe you get other deals. But first time around, you get a free sandwich. If that ain't too bad. Okay, next, Walmart. You get a $5 gift card with a $15 Henkel purchase. Now, first I said, what the heck is a Henkel purchase?
Yeah.
Well,
that?
Henkel is a manufacturer. They do products like Dial for Men, Right Guard, Tone, Purex, Dry Idea, stuff like that. Those are our participating products. So you buy some $15 worth of those in one shopping trip. You star the items on your receipt, take a picture, upload the picture to the promotion website with your email address, and you'll get a $5 Walmart gift card. Not too bad. The deal goes through the end of September or until they reach 8,000 people who actually figure out exactly how they're supposed to do this. And those wonderful free shopping bags.
Hello, the reusable bag.
You can get a free reusable shopping bag at Rite Aid. It's actually a coupon that you have to kind of clip. So we actually have a picture of this coupon at DougStephan.com. It's good through the 15th of August. Usually those reusable shopping bags are like a dollar or two. However, you have to pay the tax on it, whatever the tax is in your state for, whatever a dollar or two is. 4 cents, 8 cents, 30 cents, California probably. But you get a free shopping bag. And you'll find all of these great things at the Better Living Box to the Queen of Cheap.
Hi, Queen of Cheap is at DougStephan.com, where the Better Living Box is. Hello to Rick Don, one of our Facebook friends listening to Good Day at 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You got a friend in me.
Who doesn't remember?
You got
this?
A friend in me.
I remember. I didn't see the movie.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
You've Got a Friend in Me is from Toy Story, which was the first Pixar movie from Disney. I don't even know, did Disney own Pixar 20 years ago when they did this? Or would they buy it afterwards? Huh?
I don't think so.
Was this a Spielberg creation? Seems to me. Those guys had a hand in it in one way, shape, or form. Anyway, we focus here on a number of Pixar movies. The video of the day, as a matter of fact, today at DougStefan.com comes from James Murphy. It's his short movie Lava, which is a Pixar animated short love story about two volcanoes. That's the short that plays in theaters just for Pixar's feature film Inside Out. So we've got a little audio from it. We'll play from you for you, but you ought to take the opportunity, take a few minutes from your day, and watch the video of the day, which includes this audio at DougStefan.com. Go ahead, Kara. What do you like about this best, Kenny?
A long, long time ago,
it's very sweet.
There was a volcano.
All right. We need sweet. Crank it up.
Living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples play, and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true. You're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth sees the sky up. Baba will send me someone to love.
So, is it me, or do I think a lot of these sound the same? I'm almost thinking there's another song. Ooh, there's a song that we played with some degree of regularity.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Right. Yeah, that version of it. So is it just me or am I on the right?
It's similar. That Somewhere Over the Rainbow that is does, though, is magic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is, absolutely.
Not to diminish this. This is nice. No, it's but nice. The yeah. other?
Yeah. And a lot of those where it's just one vocal and a ukulele, a lot of them sound similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see if we can find that. Kara's got a couple of other Pixar-related songs from other Pixar movies that we can identify. That's James Murphy. Check it out, Video of the Day at DougStephan.com. So what's this from, Kara?
The guy you always come through.
Monsters, Inc.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Billy Crystal.
You and me together.
By John Goodman.
Yeah.
That's how
he's one of our most unsung talents, I think. Aren't you? I think he's a really good actor. He seems to be fun. Didn't he get started really, though, as he was a drug mule for some star? I remember that. Am I on the right
really?
Page? I think
maybe.
So.
Yeah. I don't remember.
That's how Jason Stratham got started. He was Guy Ritchie's drug mule. So he got into Ritchie's inner circle.
Wow.
So he did. He was the original transporter.
Knew?
Where do you think those transporter movies came from? They came out of the mind of the experiences that the two of them had together. Very interesting. All right, so this is the song we're talking about, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Thank you, Karen. We're doing a nice job of being up on top of things. Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and I are Good Day at 28 after the hour.
How do you pick your running shoes, or shoes in general for that matter? The answer, according to European scientists, is blindingly obvious. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Traditionally, running experts say, pick your running shoes on two technical criteria. How much your foot pronates, that's how much it rolls inwards when it hits the ground. Second is the pounding force your feet absorb as you run. Turns out these two renowned criteria aren't as important as comfort. Yes, comfort. If your shoes are comfortable, your chance of injury is way less. DCOC advice, listen to your feet. Try on 4 or 5 pairs in the store. Jog around the block in them. Remember, it's not the coolest or the most expensive you want. It's the most comfortable. Something your feet will tell you in seconds. This comfort rule also applies to everyday shoes, especially if you're diabetic. And if the salesperson tells you, don't worry if they're too tight, they'll stretch. Ignore them. Listen to your feet. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on with a good day, gang. Roberta, Jennifer, Kenny, and me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Food for your brain. Hopefully.
What are we having?
All in there. Well, we have a super showdown going on today. The Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
I know him.
And the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
Are in federal court today trying to settle a situation that has brought a lot of consternation to football fans everywhere. People who really don't like Tom Brady and people who do like Tom Brady. There are the boers and the yip yip hooray people. These two sides have asked the judge for a decision just for the Patriots opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because they don't want Brady to have to sit out four games. And it appears that the judge has said to the two sides, you better get together and try to work this out between the two of you. Because I guarantee you're not going to like whatever it is that I say.
He's going to put them both in jail.
Well, and he could make it unpleasant for both of them, to be sure. So, from the Much Ado About Nothing department, this is something that people are talking about. So I thought I better bring it to your attention. There was a journalist working for a pro-Israeli publication, and he said that he found little evidence, after investigating the plan, the peace, the nuclear plan, found little evidence to suggest that Tehran wanted to destroy Israel, as many critics of the nuclear agreement contend. Well, I think it depends on who you listen to. If I'm a dinner jacket is back in power, mm-hmm. That's pretty much all he ever said. We have to get these infidels and kill them all.
Right.
Basically. And he's trying to get back into power, but he was a right-wing, or is a right-wing whack job, but represents very little of the political will of the Iranian people. See, this is what a lot of folks, we look at this very narrowly from the American point of view. The people who live in Iran, and I know this because I know a lot of people who have are expatriates from Iran, very good educational system there in comparison to many other Middle Eastern countries. A lot of them come over here because they have a good background and they can get into colleges here, and many of them stay. And those who have family back there are always agitating with the families because most people don't like their government anymore there, any more than we like ours here. So there's a lot of unrest, and there's a strong current that doesn't like the Ayatollah or that the supreme leader being a religious figure that they can't vote on. They supposedly vote on the people who are in power and feel like they have a representative democracy to a point. Well, they are progressive in a lot of ways. I mean, if you can think of any country in the Middle East as being progressive in terms of how they treat women and that sort of thing. But they still have this questionable aura around them. But again, it's because of people like Ahmadinejad who have set that tone, who are not setting the tone for most of the country.
This country, though, still operates under Sharia law.
Yeah, right. But the,
whether
the
or not that's the majority of people.
Doesn't like it. Yeah.
I mean, and so that's what's different is that we expect here, it's our expectation in the United States that when you make a contract or when you sign a contract or make a deal, that it's going to be something that's followed through on, that you're going to be held to that agreement. Mm-hmm. What's different in Iran is that operating under Sharia law, they don't keep agreements with people that they consider to be infidels. So that's a danger in signing this, is that it's not necessarily binding when you have a government that says, well, we don't really count you as, like, somebody that can even sit across the table from us.
By the way, to go back to football for a second,
yeah.
What's the story with the quarterback of the Jets who had his jaw broken in a fight in the locker room? How is it that you have fights with your own team?
Carefully. Apparently they don't end well.
Stupid.
Yeah. What in the world are you fighting about?
Well, there's a lot of souped up testosterone around those parts, Dougie. You wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't? What was that slam about?
Wow, I'm going to miss you, Jennifer.
Slam. I love you. Really? I can play with you because you're fun. You're fun to play with.
U.S. Postal Service
like
dedicates
Barbie.
The Elvis Presley Forever stamp today at Graceland. So Elvis joins Lydia Mendoza, Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Jimi Hendrix, and Janis Joplin in a stamp series of music icons.
Wasn't there already an Elvis stamp?
1993. Elvis got the first stamp
that.
In 1993. Yes, yes, yes.
But this is a forever stamp.
Yes, it is.
So it will always be good as long as the post office is around.
Yeah, those forever stamps are pretty cool.
About 10,000 people expected today in St. Paul, Minnesota to celebrate the Internet's greatest cultural contribution, cat videos. The Walker Art Center, Contemporary Art Museum in Minneapolis, is hosting its fourth annual Internet Cat Video Festival. The event began a couple of years ago as an experiment. And the question was, would people gather publicly to watch YouTube cat clips?
Yes, they would, because people have no life.
Yeah, really, man. There are now events like this in Florida and Oklahoma and Montana. Every year they have a video show of cat clips. People send in some instances, a couple of seconds to a half an hour of videos. And then this fellow puts them together, Will Braden, who's the curator at the Walker Festival. There are five felines, including Grumpy the Cat, Henry the Chat Noir, a French cat, who are competing in the People's Choice Award to go into the Cat Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is this? Oh, my God. Isn't it funny? You know what? It may seem that way to those of us. I'm getting much better about cats, frankly. I'm finding that we had a little cat on the barn.
I'm very proud of you.
Who was named Blinky, sweet little cat. Blinky. And we had little cats around when I was a kid growing up.
What happened to Blinky?
I don't know. I haven't seen Blinky for a while. I saw another cat I didn't recognize yesterday in the barn. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering because we have woodchucks around, and I never see woodchucks in the barnyard. We have cats and stuff. Charlotte used to keep them away. She used to chase them away. But I don't have a dog here now, really. I think if Millie was here, and she is from time to time, you let her outside, she'd chase after him. But didn't, corner him. Well, Charlotte, I remember two instances when she was younger, she chased a cat into the corner, and the cat clawed her nose. She never did it again. She would chase the cat around.
It's amazing how you learn fast, right?
She would chase the cat around just to play with it. As a matter of fact, one day, and I was remembering this the other day when I was thinking some wonderful things about Charlotte, she climbed, we have a ladder that goes up to the loft where the hay is. The cat went up the cat would always climb up the ladder to get away from Charlotte. Charlotte climbed halfway up that ladder to get at that cat. I was horrified because she would fall off, so I went and got
her
off.
Yeah, dogs don't do ladders so well. That's
she
pretty
climbed
funny.
Up. Kenny, did you ever get that Facebook posting for Meredith of the dog on the roof going down on the ladder?
No, she never sent it.
Meredith, how dare you? All right, I'll make sure she does because it's a great video. Anyway, but I just find that the cat culture in this country is pretty amazing. And I think I used to say things about cats.
You did. You used
foolish.
To say mean things about mine. You said it's minky and that it should just die is what I think you said.
And I said that's terrible.
I
thought that about Roberta's cat, though.
Roberta's cat was really obnoxious, and I like cats. Yeah. But that thing was like, good Lord.
Exactly.
Muzzle that thing.
All right. At DougStephan.com today, we have, and so a lot of other people, have the story of Pope Francis visiting Philadelphia. That's next month. Also, if you would like to stay overnight during the Pope's visit in Philadelphia, and you want to go someplace rather unique, you can bunk on a battleship. How'd that come to be, Kenny?
Out of necessity, because I don't think there are any hotel rooms left.
Yeah, right.
But for $75, you can get a cot on the USS New Jersey.
Yeah.
Ken and I were just talking about this.
No showers, though. No.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I don't know if I'd risk my shower, but I'd like to see the Pope when he's in town.
Really?
You think you can set it up for us, Dougie?
Let me make a call.
You're connected.
I'll make a call.
Yeah.
Poll today at DougStephan.com.
Send out one of those white smoke signals.
Yeah. Are you going to try to see the Pope when he visits the United States next month? A, yes, I already have my trip booked. B, I might if I can get caught in a hotel room. C, I'm not up to fighting the crowd, so I doubt it. D, I have no interest. Well, you can come with me. We're going to the Farm Aid concert in Chicago on September the 19th.
Right before the Pope.
Yep. It starts at noon, goes all afternoon, and should be a great to take. So I think there are still some seats left, not many for it, but come on along and listen to the lullabies of Willie.
Are you taking all of us, Dougie? Should I make my plane ticket?
I made the reservation. I didn't. Meredith made a reservation at a hotel. It was rather steep. So you're taking
us and we can bunk with you guys,
sleep,
right?
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Group sleepover?
In a moment, how does hacking your car, how does it affect you? Are you one of these people that's driving a car that doesn't require a key? You may want to listen to the conversation in a moment to find out how that puts you and your car in danger and or jeopardy. That's up next here, 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll
you'll be selling with your fresh, healthy vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help fresh, healthy vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
46 past the hour on Good Day. We welcome Mark Gelati, who is president of USACI, which is an IT company, helps people stay a step or two ahead of hackers. So let's talk, Mark, about hacker security and your car. I'm driving a car, for example. Jennifer is. I don't think your car, Kenny, has that kind of keyless system. You still have a key in your car, right?
Right.
All right. So what sort of, if the word is danger, Mark, or what sort of distress, or what should people who have these cars, like us, most of the new cars have these keyless car systems, what does that do for the safety? Can anybody come along, hack into the car, and drive it away?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because there have been several products on the market for the last 6 months to a year. This particular one is out on the news now, but there's another one out in Europe that's even worse, where you can walk up to a car that has a booster on it, and it boosts a signal out several hundred feet. So if the key is anywhere within a couple hundred feet, the door will automatically unlock.
This thing's called Roll Jam?
Well, Roll Jam is the one where they put a device near your car, and then when you click your key, it steals the code, so that way they can use that particular code anytime they want. The other device that's been out there for a long time is one where a person could just literally walk up to a car, and actually had an article on this several a month or two ago out of New York, that you could walk up to the car, and if your key is within 100 feet of the car, the door will just automatically open. So if you're sitting at your home and your keys are in the living room, your car parked in the driveway, somebody could just walk up and open the car door. So there's been several of these devices out there. There is software on the market now, third-party software that will help encrypt those type of devices.
Well, but don't the car manufacturers feel some sort of responsibility for this? Why should we pay for a third-party way of protecting ourselves when the car dealers, the car manufacturers, they put these in? So why shouldn't they be protecting us? We bought the car from them. Why would we go to a third party? I don't think we demand a way of dealing with this from the car manufacturers or give us our keys back.
Well, you would think they would do that, and maybe they will, just for good PR purposes, but it's not a safety issue, so it's not a not going to be a recall done forced by the government. The car manufacturers need to do it on their own.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the newer cars that are coming out now have a encryption type key solution, but it just goes back to you almost still need to do what you used to do in the old days before there were these devices. You know, you got to put some kind of a roll jack device on your car so that way if it is stolen, you can find it, or you can put something on your steering wheel so they can't drive the car away. Don't keep your personal devices and personal stuff sitting in your car. But unfortunately, hackers are always two steps ahead of the rest of the industry.
Of course,
because there's more of them.
Yeah, well, not only this industry, but every industry. I remember now, on several occasions, both of us have cars, same make, hers a little more, a year or two newer than mine, but they both have the same thing. You leave the key in the car or you're close by. And I remember a couple of times I pushed the button and nothing would happen. And then you sort of have to recycle. But it looks to me like if somebody's close by and they're trying to copy the code, that's why it wouldn't start, right?
That's right. And there's the newer ones coming out now, the industry's getting a little bit smarter and they're starting to encrypt it, but there's still going to be years before everybody's done. But the older cars, like I have one, my car is one of the first generations. It's over 10 years old now.
Yep.
And I'm out of luck. Well, I put a third-party product on it I had to pay $190 for it, but mm-hmm. At least I know my car's safe now.
Yeah.
It's just part of life, unfortunately.
Isn't it though?
But I mean, there's just there's just no way of stopping all the stuff that goes on. There's more hackers out there than there are people that.
All right. So you can get more information on Mark's ideas at USACI.com. Mark Gelati, thank you for being here on Good Day with that information.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's
I'm the skeptic. I'm the controller in this experiment. I should go next. Look, if there's nothing out there, then I am not going to convince myself that there isn't, and there's no reason for us to go any further.
I would like to go next.
Me too. Seriously. I mean, why shouldn't we all be famous?
That's not what this is about,
Jeff. Yeah, well, you're going to be famous. They're going to build monuments to you. Little stones about this high. Rest in peace.
Right.
Came back from the dead tonight.
Doesn't surprise me. We had Elvis in here last night.
Huh. So, refresh my memory on this, Kenny. This is from the movie Flatliners, which was number one during this week in 1990. So, Kiefer's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Bacon in that movie?
Yes. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts in that movie. Who else of note? Like a lot of Brat Packers, seem to me. When was Rob Lowe in it?
No.
No. Well, those are the three that I remember anyway. And I never saw the movie because it looked like something that would be more than I could take.
There were medical students who were trying to see what would happen if they would flatline each other.
Yeah, they'd all have these weird visions.
Right. They would go under for a minute and then be brought back to life.
It was that dude that Julia Roberts married to. It was Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts.
Ryle Lovett?
No, Jason. Jason, was it Jason?
I don't know. I don't remember him. I just remember Ryle Lovett.
Oliver Platt, William Baldwin. Platt.
Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting combination of people that were in it. That I do remember. Yep. Okay, so movie moments with a movie memory and movie music. We'll have some movie news and a few more movie memories coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Summer heat got you down? Cell phone bill making you sweat? Good news. There's a way for you to dial back the heat. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Total Wireless is keeping things simple with plans that give you everything you need and nothing you don't. That means dependable service without getting oversold on extras you don't need. For $35 a month, Total Wireless gives you unlimited talk and text and 2.5 gigabytes of data on America's largest and most reliable network. No contract required. How cool is that? And if your family needs more devices, lines, and data, Total Wireless has prepaid no-contract shared family plans starting at $60 per month for two lines with 5 gigabytes of shared data, perfect for couples and families. Summer just got a lot cooler thanks to Total Wireless, giving you everything you need and nothing you don't by dialing back the heat on your cell phone bill. For more details, log on to TotalWireless.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, so a couple of notes here, as long as we're focused on movies. Trucker, back tomorrow. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from the movie short Lava, which is a Pixar animated love story about two volcanoes. You may want to check it out. It's good video at DougStephan.com. We asked a question yesterday because Columbia House has gone out of business. It doesn't look like they will survive, though, Kenny. If they're going to Chapter 11, but who wants their product anymore? Who gets movies that way? Nobody orders movies like that.
No.
And so that's why they're out of business. So our question was, how old were you when you first joined the Columbia House? And let's see, it was 23% said between 10 and 15. I don't remember getting into it when I was younger. We were in it when
we were the worst. I'm telling you, you can listen to my rant about Columbia House in yesterday's 7 a.m. hour if you go to the podcast section at DougStephan.com.
The hour number four.
Right.
Right, yeah. Okay. Okay, so 23% of you said between 10 and 15. That was your age. 22% said over 20. 18% said I never belonged to their clubs. Let's see, 13% said I was under 10. 6% said I don't know what Columbia House is.
You're lucky.
Or was.
You must still have all your money if you don't know what Columbia House is.
That's pretty funny. But Jennifer's very vocal.
Very upset about
that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, movies that made it into the public sector on this date in 2012. Let's see here. Hope Springs with Meryl Streep, Steve Carell. Tommy Lee Jones was in that. Elizabeth Shue was in that. Gene Smart was in that. Also, The Campaign with Will Ferrell.
Very cute.
Zach
funny.
Galifianakis.
You got it.
Jason Sudeikis. Dylan McDermott. John Lithgow. Dan Aykroyd. That's a pretty good cast.
This is a funny movie.
Yeah.
Well, silly, but funny.
We like silly, funny movies. 59 past the hour. We like silly, funny, period, on Good Day.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.